Former President Jimmy Carter gave a chilling account of what he witnessed while visiting Zabulugu in the northern region of Ghana, where the Carter Center is supporting efforts to eradicate the disease.
Children, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, screaming in pain while the guinea worms came out of different parts of their bodies. And it made me weep with sorrow and anger to see it happening. One older woman who told me she was 57 years old, she had a guinea worm coming out of a nipple off her breast. And another one was coming out of her genitals between her legs. Another guinea worm was coming out of each foot. She had 4 guinea worms. The last time she had guinea worm was 43 years ago when she was 15 years old.
Northern Ghana accounts for 90% of Ghana's over 4,000 guinea worm cases. Mr. Carter said Ghana is actually going back in controlling the disease. He says the West African nation is the only country in the world that is not making progress.
We had, at the beginning of our effort, 20 countries with 3.5 million cases of guinea worm. Now we have 0 cases in Benin, Mauritania, Uganda, Central African Republic, Chad, Cameroon, Yemen, Senegal, India, Kenya, Pakistan, 0 cases. Nigeria began with almost 750,000 cases. Last year they had 16 cases.
The former president said, though the war in Sudan previously hampered eradication efforts, that country is now making progress. He told VOA that, until now, Ghana has not paid adequate attention to the disease and says, like all other countries where progress has been made, government commitment is essential in stamping out guinea worm. Mr. Carter calls for massive education of families living in guinea worm-infected areas, increased use of water filters, as well as doubling containment measures to stop those infected with the parasite from entering water sources. The Director General of Ghana Health Service, Professor Jimambedu Akosa, described the situation as embarrassing, admitting that Ghana was not winning the battle against the disease. He says the country has an opportunity to redouble efforts to finally eradicate guinea worm.
And he will visit Ghana next year, and I hope to God that by the time he gets here, guinea worm is either out of Ghana or we're just there. In other words, probably 2 cases. Because if we don't do that, I will find it very difficult to face this man again.
Guinea worm is a parasitic waterborne disease that is contracted when people drink infected water. FM Dovi for VOA News, Accra.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。